The Art Institute of Philadelphia will close next month. It's one of 30 art programs closing nationwide under Dream Center Education Holdings of Pittsburgh. WHYY's Trinae Noori caught up with a student who says her career plan has been derailed.
As a little girl, Michaela Valentine, 21, of Fox Chase, would go into her family's attic and sneak into an old chest. It held her dad's collection of comic books. Valentine recalled falling in love with the drawing styles of the late Michael Turner, a comic book artist known for his style of drawing female characters with body curves.
I'm studying animation. I wanted to, make cartoons.
After spending a year at Temple University, lost and unsure about what she wanted to study, Valentine eventually convinced her parents to invest in her pursuits of an art degree from the Art Institute of Philadelphia. But now, Valentine said she's halfway done, and thousands of dollars later, she doesn't know what will happen next. Dream Center Education Holdings, the parent company of the Art Institute, is telling students that it is supporting the students by offering multiple options to complete their degree. Those options are finish taking classes at one of their remaining satellite campuses, such as Virginia Beach, Pittsburgh, or online. She says going out of state is not an option because she doesn't have enough money to live on her own now. Valentine attended the Art Institute while living at her parents' house. As for finishing her program online, she's open to that, but ran into a problem.
I actually called someone yesterday about that, and they told me that they're not accepting us for the online division. To find that out, I was very devastated. I was crying yesterday. I was very, emotional.
Area colleges are inviting Art Institute students to complete their degrees at their schools. Delaware College of Arts and Design encourages students to enroll for the fall semester by August 1st.
As a student, previously being a student, if I were to receive that information, I would be a little bit blindsided.
That's Katie Rowe, academic dean at Delaware College of Arts and Design, who's an artist herself.
All of us who work here at DCAD as a faculty member and even as a staff member, and I'm speaking even for myself, we were all art students. We were all design students at one point in our life. And the reason why we're in the roles that we are in higher education is that we're committed to supporting the next generation of designers.
Valentine is figuring out her next steps. But until then, it means her hopes of becoming a professional animation artist have been put on hold. Trinae Noori, WHYY News.